This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
If you ever wanted yet more proof that the left-wing media is a journo-terrorist organization, just look at the mass hysteria they've been causing over Hurricane Dorian, which the entire left-wing media now insists is man-made. They are absolutely insisting to all their viewers and readers that this hurricane is caused by, well, fossil fuel consumption and carbon emissions and so on. And this is, to them, it's not even debatable. In their minds, it's a fact, even though it's sheer delusion, of course, but they think it's real. And what they don't tell you, of course, is that hurricanes have existed actually for millions of years, but there's no record because humans weren't around. But hurricanes, even in the 1800s, were devastating. In the 1700s, there are records of hurricanes that were devastating in and around the Bahamas and the Cayman Islands. And, you know, that whole region has been devastated by hurricanes for millions of years. Why is that? Because hurricanes are a natural phenomenon that results from, you know, solar activity, heating the ocean water, upward currents, air currents from the warm ocean water, combined with the rotation of the Earth, which imparts kinetic energy onto air and clouds and water vapor that's evaporating off the ocean and so on. And that's why hurricanes have a particular swirling motion or a spiral type of motion. This is why they rotate in one direction north of the equator, while hurricanes rotate in the opposite direction south of the equator because of really what's called the Coriolis effect. It has to do with Earth being a sphere and Earth then rotating on its axis, imparting kinetic energy onto, you know, currents and wind patterns and water vapor and so on, and even ocean currents for that matter. So hurricanes have been happening since the beginning of time. I mean, the beginning of Earth, let's say. As long as there has been liquid water and an atmosphere, there have been hurricanes. But the left is trying to carry out mass hysteria. They're trying to convince everybody that there were never any storms until the invention of the combustion engine, that there were no hurricanes, they insist, before 1920, let's say, when really cars started to take off. So no hurricanes, they tell you, in the 1800s, 1700s, 1600s, 1500s, and so on. But of course there were. And there are historical records by seafaring vessels and you know, captain's logs on the ships that talk about devastating hurricanes in the 1800s, 1700s, 1600s, and so on and so forth. All throughout history, there are records of this kind of thing. So saying that hurricanes didn't exist before fossil fuels would be as stupid as saying that, you know, solar eclipses never occurred before the invention of the combustion engine. I mean, that would be silly, right? That would be stupid if some leftist said, well, there were never any eclipses until we started burning fossil fuels, right? That would be insane. But that's basically similar to what they're insisting is true when it comes to hurricanes or any kind of extreme weather. They claim that droughts are caused by climate change and then floods are caused by climate change. And then they claim that the oceans are rising so fast, we're all going to have to flee to higher ground. But when you look, the oceans aren't rising. And then they claim, oh, the ice is melting. And then you look and there's plenty of ice still. And even if the ice were melting, what's wrong with liquid water? Why do these globalists want everything to be frozen? And then they claim, oh, the oceans rising is bad. So what do they want? The oceans to go down? Do they want smaller oceans? Do they want less habitat for ocean creatures? Is that what they want? They think that what, there's too much ocean? Would it be so bad if the ocean were a little deeper, a little bigger, a little bit higher? Why do they think that the current ocean level is the exact correct level? Especially when throughout history, such as the age of the dinosaurs, which ended roughly 65 million years ago, according to mainstream science, the oceans were much higher. The earth was greener. It was more lush. It was warmer. Yes, because there was more warming and it was good. There were more animals, more plants, more ecodiversity. Everything was great until that asteroid slammed into the planet, of course, and kind of reset the entire biosphere. But oceans were much higher. That's not a bad thing to have more oceans and more liquid water. But of course, the radical left wants to put everybody into a state of mass hysteria. They're terrorizing the people, thinking that hurricanes are caused by President Trump. They literally say that. They say hurricanes are Trump's fault. And if it wasn't for Trump, boy, these hurricanes wouldn't exist at all. Really? So you're telling me there were no hurricanes when Obama was president? Because there were hurricanes when Obama was president. And there were hurricanes when Clinton was president. And there were hurricanes when Jimmy Carter was president. And it goes on and on throughout the history of America. There were hurricanes when George Washington was president. Why? Why is that, even in the 1700s? Because, again, hurricanes are natural phenomenon. They are part of the natural kinetics of a planet that's rotating, a planet that rotates on its axis, a planet that has wind currents and has solar radiation striking the ocean, warming the water. And the rest of it's just the laws of physics. You know, there's water vapor in the air. Because water, you know, you get it to a certain temperature and it starts to evaporate. And that's just physics. Well, chemistry, really. But again, leftists, they don't understand anything about physics or chemistry or mathematics. They know nothing about history. And so they are just pushing this incredible scare story. You're all going to be attacked by nature if we don't get rid of Trump. That's essentially what their narrative comes down to. You have to get rid of Trump or hurricanes are going to wipe out everything. And it's nonsense. These people are lunatics. It's a shared mass hallucination, a form of mental illness that now exists across left-wing culture. People are driven insane. And they also think that men can magically become women. So they think men can get pregnant. They think that biology isn't real. Oh, really? Biology isn't real? But hurricanes are all created by Trump now? I mean, you see how insane these people are? They're deranged. And by the way, if you dare say something online like, hey, we shouldn't subject small children to chemical castration, then you are labeled hate speech. Yeah, you're labeled hate speech for opposing the LGBT indoctrination, surgical maiming, and chemical castration of children. That's hate speech to say, don't chop off the genitals of children. That's how insane the left has become. They are all lunatics. They are mentally ill. They are driven to this by the left-wing media that's pushing mass hysteria on purpose, which is why the left-wing media is a psychological terrorism cartel, an info cartel. And of course, Google and Facebook and everybody else labels these journo-terrorist organizations, quote, authoritative sources. These are the authorities of news and information, and everybody else has no authority. Really? So you're telling me that CNN, which faked the entire Russia collusion hoax for years and is pushing this nonsense that claims all hurricanes now are man-made, you say that that's the authoritative source? CNN, which labeled the state of Alabama, Mississippi, during its town hall coverage, oops, that's not Alabama. Oops, that's not Mississippi, but CNN said it was on screen, which they later corrected. But, you know, still, if you're showing a map of the United States and you're supposed to be the number one most authoritative news source ever, then you should know the difference between Alabama and Mississippi. But of course, to these New York liberals who tend to run the media, you know, New York Times people, or Washington, D.C. liberals, and so on, Boston liberals, that Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, to them, it's all one giant blur. They don't even know what that is. The Carolinas, they don't even have any idea. It's just one giant hodgepodge in their minds of a bunch of hicks. So of course they confuse them. They don't know what the states are. They think the center of the world is New York City or Washington, D.C., depending on where they live. But they're insane. They're deranged, and they're trying to infect others with their derangement. And that's the point. That's the goal of the media, is to spread mass hysteria. And that's why CNN needs to be really just ended, because it is a scourge on our society, a cancer on the psyche of our nation. CNN is a terrorist info organization that is just trying to scare people to death for political purposes. And because of that, they're very dangerous, they're very dishonest, and they are really a malicious disinformation organization that spreads falsehoods on purpose to psychologically terrorize the nation. And that is terrorism. They use fear, they use threats of destruction to achieve a political outcome. That's the definition of terrorism, and that's what CNN does every day. Interesting stuff. Keep reading my websites, naturalnews.com and newstarget.com, and you can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com, the free speech alternative to YouTube. Thank you for watching or listening. Be safe. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health, and it's clean.